be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Habakkuk, say it. Oh, you people can do better than that. Habakkuk. Now, you people need to sound like people that got the year 2000 taken care of. Amen. And let me tell you how you're going to take advantage of the year 2000. Amen. With the authority of the name of Jesus and the authority of the word. Guess what? He just gives you the word and you just use the word and you prosper. And this is what you're going to prosper with is the word. Habakkuk is, means to embrace. The book of Habakkuk means to embrace. So when you look, the word Habakkuk, the name Habakkuk, means to embrace. So when you look inside the Bible and you see that book Habakkuk, the book of embrace, somebody say, I'm going to embrace it. All you got to do is grab a hold of the promises of God. See, that's why many people can't get blessed, don't get blessed, because they don't know how to embrace anything. I mean, I'll just, the anointing will be in the room, the flow will be in the room. Amen. When somebody else catches a wave, dummy, catch the wave in Jesus' name. Amen. They didn't got them Furbies. And the Furbies, they say if you put one Furby beside the other Furby, if one Furby starts to dance, all of the Furbies dance. Amen? If one Furby dances, all the Furbies dance. Well, that's the thing with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Maybe your spirit's slow to jumpstart on Sunday morning. Maybe you're one of those spirits that takes the jump every 6 months, every 4 months. But I tell you what, when a Catholic sister gets touched by the Holy Ghost and starts shouting, dummy, you need to shout too. That come to show how cold you are, amen. When they get up, start running and shouting and dancing, you don't know, you better get out of it and start dancing too. Somebody say, catch that wave. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God. People are hungry. People are hungry. Hungry for God, amen. If you look in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1 is the problem. If you read chapter 1, that's the problem. If you look in chapter 2, it's God's answer. Chapter 1 is the problem, and chapter 2 is God's answer. Somebody say, I got the answer. I'm not going to try to spice this up for you, amen. I'm just going to try to catch, to spark some spirits, amen. Somebody say, I got the answer. Well, I want you to know if you got a problem, God's got the answer today. And the answer is in his word. Glory to God. He said, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me. Chapter 2. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation. Make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will certainly come. It will not delay. I was going to wait for the new year to start this, but I'm going to start it right now. Why do I got to do this and why do I got to do that? Amen. The answer is, somebody say the answer. People tell you, God sends people your way. We've learned that God sends his fivefold ministry what? To be a blessing to you and not a curse to you. They are sent to you for what? Your good and not for your harm, right? So the Holy Ghost will get on them and tell you to do certain silly small things. Say silly small things. All you got to do is those little teeny things, amen, and God will bless you and turn it around. Say, why do I? Well, I'm going to help you do some of those small things because I feel we say, look, right, read the Word of God. Then some people in their spirit say, why do I got to read that Bible all the time? Take notes in church. Why do I got to take notes, amen? Listen to teaching tapes. Why do I got to listen to teaching tapes? Listen to the Word of God. Why do I got to listen to the Word of God? Go to church. Why do I got to go to church? How many why do I people do we have? I think we're going to start a why do I club. Amen? Why do I? When God's moving quickly and when there's an anointing from the Holy Ghost, See, there's a season on stuff. And there's silly people that cancel out their season with a why do I spirit. You go to boot camp, and some of the things they tell you that needs to happen, they say, look, you jump in the hole. When we say jump in the hole, you do this. And you, when you're in boot camp, they might explain to you, but if they don't explain to you, you don't raise your hand and say, sir, why do I have to hold my rifle like that? Many times God wants to take you through quickly. And you got to jump on stuff just for obedience sake. And find out later. After it proves itself, you'll find out why God said to do what he said to do and why he said to do it that way. Amen. But there have been many people. Holy Ghost been saying, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. Amen. There are many people that haven't prayed in the Holy Ghost because they're in why do I? You try to explain. And they still stay in why do I? Why do I? Why do I? Amen. Let me tell you what why do I really is saying. Why do I is not saying explain this to me more clearly. Why do I is saying I don't want to. Why do I is saying I don't want to. Amen. Well, if you want to get blessed, amen, you got to follow the instructions to God's blessing. And it's easy. It's easy to come in abundance. Amen. It's easy to come under great anointings. It's easy to come up. It's easy to take a year and stand on top and not be underneath. Somebody say it's easy. It's small things God has given you to prove victorious in your life. Let me tell you what. This thing works. This thing works. Guess what you got to do to be victorious? How many of you want to make a lot of money and be blessed in the year 2000 and be on top? Amen. And not have the devil over your head. Amen. Do the simple thing. Get rid of why do I? First thing you do is you slash why do I? Amen. One of the why do I's, we'll probably have 100 why do I's, amen, just to help people, amen, just to help people. The why do I that I want to handle this morning, why do I got to take notes? Somebody say, why do I got to take notes? How many of you never thought that was important? How many thought that was, you never thought that was important? You sit down and you write down notes. Let me tell you something silly. When the Holy Ghost is up here talking, let me tell you, this is, preaching is prophetic when there's an anointing on it. This ain't no speech that somebody got up and wrote out a speech, amen, and occupy your time for 30 minutes. This is the Holy Ghost, God, amen. This is the Holy Ghost, God, talking to you to bring you out and to give you your answer. And many things that you're going to face the week following that service, guess what? The Holy Ghost has already told you what's coming and giving you the answer how to get out of it. But you forget the word of God. Say, God is not dead. He's ever living. See, many people want to hold on to stuff. See, God, see, we want a 100-fold return in the year 2000. Glory to God. We don't want 25% return. Some of us don't even bring in 25% return. We want a greater return because there's going to be a greater glory. Amen. This might be the last year we see here on the earth. Amen. Jesus is coming in glory. Amen. And there's some things we got to clean up. Amen. Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. That's a scripture you can use. Vision means to give sight. Somebody say sight. Remember we taught that message? If you, you know, the kids, the record boys laugh at it. Amen. We said, if you seize it, what you see, you can seize. What you see in the spirit, you can seize in the spirit. Somebody says, I seize it. They might think you're ignorant, but you'll be ignorant and blessed. Say, I seize it. And we're going to give you an easy thing. And it's not going to work for anybody this year unless you do what the word God says. Write this at the top of your note, at the top of your notepad. Amen. Why do I got to take notes? Let me tell you something, people. Some of my greatest deliverance when the devil's on my back. Amen. Some of my greatest deliverance when the devil's on my back. Just listening to already recorded messages, because I don't get the same thing you get on Sunday morning and Friday night. I can't hear like you can hear. Amen. Man, I was in a rut until I started editing some of those messages, and boy, you hear those messages, it'll wear you out. Some of the greatest deliverances that I have is just from the result of reading notes. Many people get in a rut and get depressed and get under, and they get complaining. Don't get complaining. Get out your notes. Why do I got to take notes? Because it'll bring you out when you're down. That's why you got to take notes. I'm going to tell you what, a phone call to a friend don't come close to those notes you took when you were up. Because when you take notes with your spirit when you're up. And it's like you talking back to yourself when you're down. You know you. When you write notes, you're writing to yourself. You're encouraging yourself. You're writing down. You're going to need them one day. Get yourself a big notebook, amen, and you're going to need it one day. And don't leave your notes alone. Stay in them. God will minister to you that way. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many didn't know that notes were important? I'm telling you right now, one of the things that will give you victory in the new year is just Bible notes. I don't care if it's three sentences. Three good sentences will do you. They'll bring you out. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. That's in the book of Habakkuk as well. Well, that's a part of living by faith. Notes. Living by faith is what? Living by the Word. Living by the revelation of the Word. You live out of Holy Ghost supernatural revelation. You cannot, don't say you're living out of faith and you're living by faith when you're not living in the Word of the season. Uh-oh. Each season has a word of deliverance. Each season has a grace from God. And those that hear that word can grab a hold of that grace and prosper in it. I'm so tired of people missing waves and missing graces. You got to hear God. See, a part of being a Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled believer, amen, is having ears that are in tune to the Spirit of God. God leads his people by his voice. Grab a hold of your ears. Say, my spiritual ears are a vital tool to my life in Christ. See, that's how you take authority over your mind. That's how you renew your mind. That's how you renew your mind. See, you have to abide in the word of that season and don't come out. And notes will help you do that. And notes will help you do that. Why do I got to take notes? Well, he told Habakkuk, look, I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to give you some revelation. He told Habakkuk here, Habakkuk had a problem, and God was giving the answer in chapter 2. He said, look, I'm going to give you the answer to your problem, amen? And it's not enough for me just to tell you, but you're going to have to write this revelation down. How many are blessed to write? Let me tell you what. Many of you are missing God's best because you don't write down the revelations that he gives you. And that is one of the ways that the devil is stealing from you. Now, you're not promised, some of you aren't going to catch this because you can't hear anyhow, amen? But those that you can hear, this is going to increase your reception from God. Amen. This is going to bless you in the New Year's and make things better. It's just a simple thing. Well, what more do I got to do? What more am I going to do? Just write down your notes and write the revelation down. You might not understand it, but write it down. God, the Holy Ghost is on that thing, and he'll reveal it to you later. See, it's an anointing from the Holy Ghost. How many of you remember God proved himself again and again in that last wave with the last season of God? We would get up there and teach in the morning or teach that week, and then later on that night, a prophetic person would come in and teach the exact same thing almost word for word. We'd be teaching, not just things that anybody could teach. Amen. We'd be out there on a while even fussing about something. Amen. And then that prophetic anointing would come in the room about 30 minutes later and start teaching, and he thought everybody was crazy because he'd say a sentence and they'd all start screaming. Amen. Because God is involved. And if you, listen, he'll talk that word to you all week long. We preached that message last week. Or 2 weeks ago, talking about the peace of God. I woke up about 6 o'clock in the morning. Kenneth Copeland was on the TV with the same exact message, same word. 3 nights ago, I turned on the TV. John Hagee on the TV, same exact word. How do you know whether a word is true or not? Because you test that word. See, words, Holy Ghost words, God will confirm Holy Ghost words with other people backing that word up. See, God, that word is the power of God. The message that God is speaking to you is the power of God for your deliverance. It's not coming any other way. See, if God placed you here, if God put you here, see, God put an anointing here, amen, and a word here to bring you out. And that is the power of God for your deliverance. And many people aren't being delivered because they can't receive the word of their deliverance. Somebody say it's right there. He'll bring it here. And he'll teach that word. And he'll start that word here. And we'll dish it out. And there are some words we get that are just hard to get along. I mean, they're hard to swallow. How many remember some of them hard to swallow words? We had waves in here. It was 7 months. Amen. People hated coming to church. I hated coming to church because it was the same word. Get your stuff together. People that didn't want to hear it. Amen. People didn't want to hear it. I don't want to come to church. I don't want to come to church and get beat up all the time. I come to get lifted up. No, you come and the Holy Ghost is going to kick the devil out of you, amen. Who are you supposed to be come to church and you expect God not to get on your case when you in sin? The Holy Ghost will reprove you of sin. He'll get on your butt. You can't tell the Holy Ghost what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. He ain't playing your game. He's going to tell you to your face what you're about. And the ones that were saying that stuff are still in the same mess. Amen. That word is still here, but they're gone. They should have grabbed that word while they could. They would have still been here in the blessing of God, redeemed of God, in the life of God. Amen. You got to hold on to the word. Sometimes the word is tight, but it's right. See, when a word's real tight to you, it'll make you right. Amen. How many of you glad when the Holy Ghost gets in there and grabs a hold of your heart? People get, they're messaging, we preach, and people start repenting to me after church. Just look, I ain't preaching for me. I don't care what you're into, amen. I got enough mess of my own. I'm not worried about you doing in your house. He just found out what I was doing in the home. I don't know what you're doing in your house. If you kept your mouth shut, I would never have known anyhow. See, but you've got to have confidence because God's telling that he's going to give you victorious words. The Lord prophesied in this place just 2 or 3 weeks ago. He said that in this last hour in the year 2000, that revelation knowledge would pour from the heart of God this year like it's never poured before. And you got to know what to do when you hear that word. And that word is your victory. That word is your abundance. That word is your prosperity. But you got to learn how to work that word. Oh, Holy Ghost, I know. I've got to learn to flow with the Holy Ghost even more. I feel the heat of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, because we can't think. Holy Ghost said, I want you to teach 4 seasons of faith again. And we get to run in our mouth under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and we see what he's talking about. Uh-oh, it's hot. Oh, glory. Glory to God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this room right now because God's sending a word to you. He's sending the year 2000 to you in his spoken word. God said, would he not do anything and not tell you about it? He's prophesied to you and spoke to you that he tells you what he's about to do. He's setting you up to learn how to flow and how to work with him, and that's called supernatural life. Oh, God's starting to, see, he's trying to lift you a higher dimension, and you cannot hold back when God's pushing you on. Glory to the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Thank God. You cannot hold back when God's trying to push you on. He wants to communicate to you in a different level and in a different way. He said, look, I want to talk to my people like I used to talk to them. He says, I want to communicate to them, and I want you to set them up that they'll be able to hear my voice, because I can't bless them if they can't hear me. God can't bless you if you can't hear him. You got to hear your blessing before you can receive your blessing. You've got to see your blessing before you can receive your blessing. And you're not going to see that blessing in the spirit until you can hear it in the spirit first. Isn't it amazing when he was talking about blessing and receiving? He said hearing is always matched up with hearing. Why do you think God stocked this house with so many teachers and prophets? And so many people want to come. We're turning them down to teach the word of God. Three people sitting up here, six people sitting up here in some of the classes, and you got people that are teaching 20,000. Amen? Coming down here to teach six. So when God tells you to write down, take them notes, he's telling you to write at the checkout for your blessing. See, many people don't even know they're taking notes and they're writing their blessing out. Amen? Write the vision, make it plain. That he that readeth it, somebody say amen. That he that readeth it may proclaim it and run. See, and the whole, there's an anointing coming on you that the word of God's going to grab a hold of you. You're going to run with God. You're going to run with the vision. You're going to run in the spirit. There's an anointing coming on some people. Kabadas tekatita topashika branda de tekachala brato soba bambadika shile bambadasa. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I feel it'd be better off just to blow up. Amen. I'm serious. Amen. It might be just better to blow up. I listen to some of those things. I listen to how foolish I sound on some of them tapes, talking in tongues and laughing out real loud and going crazy. Amen. Lord, just blow me up. Sometimes I feel like just blowing up. Amen. You know I'm holding myself back when you see me doing all that stuff. You know I'm holding myself back. Amen. I wish I could just run through the center of these chairs sometime. Amen. It's so grand. It's so great. It's powerful when you see what God's about to do. Amen. Why do we preach it so hard? We try to get it off of us, off of me, and get it on you. Amen. It's like fire shut up in my bones, Jeremiah said. And I prophesy to you, it's like fire up in my bones. Wow! Glory to God. Woo! Yeah, but I shall let you go. Woo! Woo! Oh, ha 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 ha. There goes that tape. He can hi how hit a bahashiki. It's Christmas, Lord. Kinganda Sambahuchiki. Write down the fire. Write down the fire. There's a prophetic anointing in this place. The Lord said there's a burning bush talking to you. Write down the fire. Who could then shut up a hoo-ha-ha-ya? Ginga das toto dos chikide bahai. Write it down. Make it plain. And when it's written down and you start to feed yourself with it, start to feed yourself with that word. You might not understand it all. Start to feed yourself. You're going to find yourself running. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes I feel like I want to lock myself up. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, glory. Makes you want to lock yourself up. You don't want to step here sometime. This ain't me. It ain't me. I'd sing two songs and quote a scripture and go home. But you get up here with this microphone, you get up here under the anointing and the Holy Ghost takes a hold of you. Amen, amen. Revival, fire in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost is still burning. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Troy, the Holy Ghost loves you. I know this all seems crazy. It'll work itself out. Look at the Holy Ghost moving, and the message was take notes in church. Seed about a little shaking a high. What does that mean? See, the Holy Ghost follows His word. And when you talk about what the Holy Ghost wants you to talk about, see, you go preaching on fire when the Holy Ghost talk on toilets, He's not going to show up. See, when you talk about what the Holy Ghost wants to talk about, He'll be there to confirm His word. So the Holy Ghost wants to say to you, take notes. But some people will forget. Why do I got to take notes? Why do I got to take notes? Because the fire of the Holy Ghost, the touch of God. That's the answer. That's the answer. Come here, James. Come here. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we got to get out of here at 12. Bang it a little stick of a high. Come and do a stick it up. God loves you. Come up here with Him. Come up here with Him. Amen. Come up here with Him. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. You love God. Amen. You're crying out to God. Amen. You've made a decision to follow Him with all of your heart. Yes, you did. Father, touch this man. Bang it, do a stick it up. Baba, do a stick it up. Do a stick it up. Bang it, do a stick it up. Do a stick it up. From the top of your heads to the very soles of your feet, we claim you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we bless you by the Spirit of God this year in the name of Jesus. And we call forth revival fire over you and in you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Why do I? In the name of Bokodosh Tikadala Bama Dasiki Hichikobahama. See, this is your ticket out of here. Here's your ticket out of here in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, are you saved? You are saved. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, when are you going to get filled with the Holy Ghost? That's the worst life. To be saved and not filled with the Holy Ghost is a miserable life. That's like having a car and not being able to drive it. That's a sure way to die. If you got a car and they round up all the windows and everything's electronic, you can't start the car up. These people suffocate like that. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be strong in the Lord and the power. There's no such thing as a weak Christian. You need to be strong in the Lord and the power of mind. Don't play any games with the Holy Ghost this year. Amen. Amen. This might be your last year in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God is coming back. Amen. And He wants to use you. And you can't question in your mind what God wants to do. You got to say yes to God. Never know. Are you ready to do that? Don't play games with me. Amen. Are you ready to do that? You want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, and pray in the Holy Ghost every day. Would you pray in the Holy Ghost every day? Every day. Every day, amen. You ready for God to change your life? Somebody say, thank you. Don't do it because you're scared of me. You can probably whoop me, amen. 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 You could probably, don't do it because I'm yelling real loud, amen. 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 I love you, amen. Amen. But there's something about being Holy Ghost filled and Spirit filled, amen, and power filled, amen. Glory to God. That's the safety. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So you want that. Amen. Do you really want that? Amen. Don't wait till next week. Amen. Many times you wait till next week, you'll never get it. You'll hang around here. Oh, he'll be doing the same thing next week. No, I won't. Amen. See, many people miss their waves of God. Amen. That wave might come, but the door will never open to you. You got to go through when the door is open to you. Don't play games with God.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.